Good morning. Welcome to all of you. Welcome to this second day of NATO's Defense Ministerial Meeting. President Putin's war of aggression in Ukraine is the biggest security crisis in Europe since the Second World War. NATO and allies stand in solidarity with Ukraine, and we are providing unprecedented assistance. At the same time, we are strengthening our deterrence and defense, putting 40,000 troops under NATO command in the eastern part of the alliance, with significant air and maritime assets, and doubling the number of battle groups from 4 to 8. Today, we will approve the new political guidance for defense planning. It will be a key driver of change for the next few years to ensure we have the capabilities necessary for a credible deterrence and defense. We will also address ways to enhance our defense industrial capacity as we look to increase our production of armaments and ammunition. We will take steps to strengthen the protection of our critical infrastructure, including undersea cables and pipelines. All of this requires resources, so we will also address how we can maintain and step up defense spending across the alliance. I thank the media for joining us at the top of the meeting, and we will continue in just a moment. Thank you so much.